it's a difficult time of the year, isn't it, for players who find themselves without a home for next season. But the delisted free agency window opens on Thursday, and a man who very much has his hand up for another crack at it is the former North Melbourne forward Mason Wood, and he's been good enough to join us on a Tuesday afternoon. How you doing, Mason?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure to have you as part of our McCafe Coffee catch-up, of course. Head to McCafe for a fast, safe and contact-free quality barista-made coffee. Mason, I know you've had a bit of time to digest the decision, which was, formally announced all the way back in September that you were one of the 11 players that North Melbourne decided to delist. Just going back to that period in time, did it surprise you, or were you conditioned to, you know, expecting the worst?
Oh, no, I was, I guess you can never be, you know, fully ready for the worst. I mean, to say goodbye to a club that you're at for 8 years was very sad, but, you know, it wasn't unforeseen for sure. I think I got dropped probably the last round of the year, and things weren't looking particularly good at that stage. But, that's footy, and the year that it's been, it's been tough, and clubs had to make hard calls, which they did.
Yeah. What was the reasoning given by the club at the time that they chose to, tell you that they were letting you go? What was the overwhelming reason?
Oh, it was more the direction the club was heading in, to be honest. They've gone, I'm guessing they're going to go through the draft and go very young. And, I don't know if they will pick up any free agents. Like, they might keep a shorter list and, yeah, really blood the youngsters down there. So that's the direction they wanted to head in. I mean, having said that, it was still, you know, form-based because they've kept blokes that were very similar age to me. So I wasn't performing or didn't fit the mould of what the club was moving forward, which, you know, I'll put my hand up and say I could have been better. But, I think those were two things were the things that sort of, you know, didn't go my way.
And was there, just go back 12 months actually, Mason, was there a chance you could have been traded sort of this time last year, or did that not come to pass, or how did that work out?
So the club sort of wanted to find a new home for me, and I was open to that, and nothing sort of eventuated of it. So, in hindsight, I think having a contract this time of the year would have been a pretty good thing to have, but that didn't eventuate, so did all I could to put my hand up, obviously, to get back into the team and, you know, put my best foot forward for the year that we had. But, again, found myself without a home, like you said at the start, and just really keen to, you know, try to get back in whatever spot that is or whatever club that'll be.
So, Mason, can you pinpoint when and how you managed to play your best football? I looked to last year. You played the 18 games. The highlight was probably that four-goal haul against Richmond, a fantastic win in the middle of the season where you kicked four goals too. You had the six shots on goal. How do you get back to that point in terms of your output, do you think?
It's a great question, and obviously something that I've thought about for a lot of time. And, things were going my way. I played a couple of good games leading up, and then you just sort of build on that and get to a position. And then, I think confidence is definitely one for me that, you know, I've been working on through this period of time just to get my, you know, headspace right, because probably last year did hurt me confidence-wise a fair bit. Felt myself out of the team at the start of the year, didn't manage to get a NAB Cup game, didn't have a look in for round one, and then we went away for a few weeks and found myself dropped after 2 weeks. Like, it was fairly up and down year. So you say consistency of football is probably, you know, the thing that's been lacking, whether that be through injury or, being dropped and that kind of thing. So it's a hard thing in football to pinpoint exactly what's going on, but to have a good run at it and have, you know, to your teammates and your coaching staff back you in definitely went a long way for where I was at last year.
Yeah, and just the mental side of it, Mason, that you touch on there. I mean, I'd like to think it's something that people on my side of the fence are getting a better grasp of, but it's impossible from the outside looking in. I mean, how big of a part is it in a player's psyche, you know, to maintain that confidence and just your mental stability, if you like, to performing on the day or on the night?
Yeah, massive. I think, I don't know, and the thing that I feel bad for people this year is you go, you know, people were in a different spot at this year, like, and they go, oh, you know, he's out of form, so we got rid of him. And you go, well, you know, what sort of position was he actually in to play his best footy? Like, what sort of headspace? He's been uprooted from where he wanted to be and, you know, not in the best headspace as far as, you know, family or whatever it be. And, you know, your form does fluctuate on things that might be a little bit external. Also, you know, there's plenty of things that go into play when it comes to those sort of things. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about me. Like, I actually really did enjoy the hub at times. It was good fun, but definitely walk away going, it was hard. It was hard, you know, having losses and all that kind of thing and feeling like you weren't a part of the team and that kind of thing. So, it definitely was trying, but you go, you come out the other side ready for another opportunity going, you know what, I've got that experience under my belt and I feel like I'm much better capable of dealing with, you know, that next facet of football because of it.
If we can just for the moment, Mason, put Rhys Shaw's issues to one side for a moment, because there's not a person in this country that doesn't hope he gets back to full health and hopefully even back to football eventually. If we can just put that to one side, I guess, how does it sit with you and perhaps a lot of the other players that were moved on that the coach who was part of those decisions is no longer there? Or is that just part and parcel of the game at the top level?
It is part and parcel. You'll never know who had the final say on you as an individual. They're still trucking forward with the plans that they put in place. Now that, you know, Rhys obviously unfortunately isn't there, but I don't think it's going to change, you know, much of the direction. I think, you know, North Melbourne probably made the hard call and said, you know what, we've got to go through the draft, and whether Shorey had a big hand in that and not, like, who knows. And then, having said that, I've had conversations with boys going, you know what, a new coach might come in and go, we want to play this way and he would really suit the way that we play. I'm not necessarily saying me, but blokes that have been moved on. So there's always that possibility, but I would think that regardless of the coach, unless he really, really was, you know, fond of a player, would be going, yeah, where I'm all in for the direction that the club's heading and I'll do my best to facilitate that as well.
And just before we leave the Kangaroos, am I right in saying you were preparing, you know, last summer and training, in fact, as a defender, only to be told pretty much, am I right in saying on the eve of the season that you were going to be used as a forward?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Me and Shorey had the conversation. We were pretty stacked up forward and, you know, we'd like to have a look at you down back and that's where we see you playing. And then, yeah, 3 weeks before the start of the year, we want to get you in the team. We think you're best off trying to be a forward again. So that, talk about things that, you know, rattle you a little bit. Definitely that was, didn't particularly help. You sort of were all gunning and just waiting for the opportunity to be able to play as a backman and felt like you were going all right. So, but, you know, he's a coach and you've got to make those calls based on what you think best for the team. So at the time I was all right, just refocus and go again. You know, put your best foot forward to making it back as a forward. And, I mean, that's footy and it wasn't ideal. But, again, you do what you have to do in the situation.
Yeah, there's been players luckier than you on the injury front. I think it's fair to say you've had some calf issues, knee, quad, hammies as well, and even some thumb injuries. But from what I hear, you're on top of all those. How is the body now and what are you doing to prepare yourself for what you think will hopefully be a second chance?
Yeah, body's in great nick. I mean, I can sit here and say that without having any way to prove it. But, feeling really good. Got to the end of the season without any injuries, no niggles or anything like that. So I've sort of taken this period of time as, you know, as much as you don't want to wear yourself out, I sort of felt like the last sort of 6 weeks of the hub was pretty much just get through. So I'm a person that really likes the, you know, the fitness side of footy. So jumping back into something pretty quick was pretty easy for me, and just hooking in with a couple mates that are quite good runners down here, as well as a bit more of a strength-based program probably more than I would otherwise, and just trying to come back in that, you know, better nick than I would have in the past if I was coming back to a, you know, big pre-season with a contract under my belt already. I think you could be, you know, mistaken for going, I'm going to rock up, and then be like, oh, well, you know, I've actually got to be trained for my life here. Because that's, in reality, I think a lot of players will probably find that, that they are. They've come to a club and they need to, you know, put their best foot forward.
So what comes next, Mason? Obviously, the window opens on Thursday. And in fact, there's many subsequent windows to be relisted, if you like. But the list sizes, I mean, is that nagging away in the back of your mind? And obviously, you know, it's basic fact to say it probably doesn't help. But do you think it will be a deal breaker in the end? Or how confident are you that a club will reach out if they haven't already?
Oh, to be honest, mate, it's so hard to get a grasp of, you know, what way AFL clubs are being. Like, you're having chats with people about, you know, whether clubs will take a delisted free agent because they want to, you know, train a few blokes throughout the pre-season and pick the blokes up when they need them. I mean, the power of from the AFL's being given to the club is probably more than they used to have. Like, we virtually, you know, in my position, I could train all the way up to round one and still not be picked, and then possibly by, I think they might have, you know, opportunities to pick up round 6, 12 and 18, and then you find yourself at a club by round 6. So it's a long time in limbo, but that's the way that the AFL's gone. You know, we've got to give these clubs the best opportunity to make an informed decision. And as if you wouldn't, as a club, you go, you know what, we're really interested, but why would we take the punt if we weren't 100% sure? So I'm hoping that a club or a couple clubs go, you know what, we know what you're capable of and we just want to give you a good run at it, and we think, you know, we'd love to have you on the list straight away, but prepared to do what I have to do, you know, grind as much as I have to get a spot on the list again, because that's what I'm going for.
No, absolutely. And I guess you're backed by a pretty powerful management group, Hemisphere Management, and Alex McDonald's your manager. Are you prepared to go absolutely anywhere to play next year, Mason?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've got nothing tying me anywhere. So I packed up my stuff and moved back to Geelong because didn't have a gym to train at, and we've got a pretty good setup back home. So that took me a day. So it might take me another day to move into state or whatever. But no, I'm pretty ready, mate. Like, it's 27. Don't have anything tying me anywhere. So
yeah.
Just absolutely love an opportunity to, you know, play at another club.
So tell us about this home gym and the regime you've got. What does it look like?
We put together, I mean, my dad's an ex-PT, PE teacher. He has all the old weights where you wind off the end of the kettlebells and chuck on more weights. So although it takes a little bit longer than just picking up a single weight from a rack, I've got everything I need. And my cousin made me a squat rack out of, you know, leftover metal stuff that he had lying around. I've got virtually everything, which was lucky because a lot of blokes, you know, that don't have a club to go to might not be as lucky in that case. And then I've got good mates around me that are quite fit as well that I've been training with. So to say that I'm in a good situation to, you know, put my body in best nick is a bit of an understatement.
So Mason, before we let you go, I mean, clubs are thinking about these things all the time on a daily basis, obviously. What would be your message about what you can offer a potential new club for next year and beyond?
I feel like I've got, you know, I've virtually had, you know, 12 to 24 months of good health, no major injuries other than a few niggles here and there. You know, flexibility to, you know, play a multitude of roles if they see fit, you know, good running capacity, feel like I'm getting my strength back, and you know, I just feel like I've still got the fire in the belly, which at the end of the day I feel like is probably half the battle. A lot of guys might be quite disheartened after the year that has been, but for me, I'm just aching for that next opportunity to get back in. And you know, I put, you know, without sounding too arrogant, I feel like I've played some fairly decent footy in the past. It is just a matter of, you know, stringing multiple games together. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm in as good a position to launch into a pre-season and, you know, feel at home at a new club and, you know, feel welcomed and all that kind of stuff, and hopefully the footy flows from there, because I feel like I've got, you know, the talent to do so. I wouldn't be training as hard as I am, and, you know, pushing as hard as I am if I didn't think that.
Mason Wood, a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat to us here on Afternoons on SEN. Best of luck. I mean, no one likes being in limbo, and appreciate the fact it is an awkward time for you and the other guys who are trying to find new homes for next season. But as I say, all the best with it moving forward, and hope you find yourself in new colours next year.
I really appreciate that. Thanks for having me, guys.
Mason Wood there, a D-listed North Melbourne forward, of course, but hopeful and, in fact, preparing to pull on the boots for a new club in 2021. Great to hear from Mason Wood. We're here for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. And Summit Internet, business internet from just $99 a month. The number, 1300 736 736. If you're keen for your club to give Mason Wood a spot on the list, let us know. Personally, I think he's got enough to offer. I reckon there's enough upside there. And you go back to last year, 18 games, 21-21, that four-goal haul against Richmond, and plenty of other solid games in that season. And if he is injury-free, as he says he is, and he's had a good run of it in the last year to 2 years, then I think he's definitely worth a crack as a delisted free agent. But list sizes, complications there, and what way a club's going to go, very difficult, as he admits, to get a read on what his future has in store for him. So 1300 736 736. We're back with plenty more right after this.